Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on a Wednesday morning as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody out there working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the big rigs, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the gang, our bulk mail haulers, thanks so much for getting the mail from the post office to the from the bulk mail center to the post office, and then they can sort it out and get it to us. And, of course, the suicide jockeys like Tom out there hauling gas and diesel to the gasoline stations that need to have it to retail, even though it is expensive. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social with the same handle, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can listen to the program there. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us right there on that website right now, broadcasting all around the country and around the world. All right, well, joining us right now, from California, the land of fruit, nuts, honey, and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi and her husband, the drunk. Oh, I mean, well, you get the idea. All right, it's Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
You like that, her husband, the drunk?
Well, he got arrested, that's for sure.
All right, well, it's a balmy 79 degrees where I'm at. We've had rain earlier in the evening, but everything has cooled off. Or, I mean, everything is clearing off, and everything has kind of got a nice clear and nice smell to it, you know, how it is after a rain. So we're ready to go. Are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And that goes out to Bob, and that's for you, Bob. You get it special from us to you, because we say the pledge on this show, and we will say it every hour at the top of the hour, as long as the guest that we've got on wants us to do so. How about that?
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Because sometimes the guests will go, well, I don't really think I want to say it. So whatever. You know, it is what it is. And I've only got just a few of them, and you can tell when you don't hear it who it is. All right. Yeah. And then it gets rather ominous, because then people call them up and say, why aren't you saying the pledge? All right. All right. Here we go. Obviously, yesterday, the former Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was found not guilty on one count of lying to the FBI general counsel, James Baker. Sussman allegedly had told James Baker that he wasn't representing any client when he provided him with a debunked Alpha Bank smear alleging a connection between the Trump team and Russia. Now, this does not mean that the evidence presented was not legitimate. because it all came out and we heard about it publicly, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
But this has opened up a huge can of worms for the Clinton campaign, and it ain't over yet.
Well, no, it's not. Of course, you had Robbie Mook under oath talking about Hillary Clinton, saying she gave, you know, giving her blessing to putting out this false story, basically. That's huge. Now, of course, people on the liberal side of the aisle are going to try to say, well, the conservatives or the Republicans, they're just going to try to hang their hat on that. But I think it's a pretty good hat rack to put your hat on, because it goes way, way, way beyond Michael Sussman dealing with the FBI in the way that he did. Also, Captain, of course, you know, this is the jury's decision. This is the way our system works.
Yep.
But when you have someone on the jury, evidently, whose daughter plays soccer on the same team as the daughter of Michael Sussman, and the judge does nothing about it, or you have Clinton donors, I mean, this is, you know, people see that there's maybe a problem going on there.
And let's talk about the Clinton donors for a minute. I cannot believe that they were left on the trial unless you were going to challenge a decision if you lost, because that is a basis to bring forth a mistrial. Don't know if they're going to do it or not, but a couple of lawyers yesterday that I was talking to when this came out and I wanted to hear their opinion, they said it is possible that Durham could turn around and ask for a mistrial because of the fact that there were people that declared themselves as major donors to the Clinton campaign that were involved in this. And that is a big no-no.
Well, it is a big problem. And also, at the beginning of this trial, it was pretty clearly stated that this was not about Hillary Clinton, the person. But it soon quickly became about Hillary Clinton, the person, with this testimony, this bombshell testimony. And, you know, Captain, I think that, you know, even if that, you know, I believe that that was really foreseeable, that her name would come up, this would be, could become an issue, and those donors probably should have been excused.
Well, Donald Trump on his True Social, posted, "Our legal system is corrupt. Our judges and justices are highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared. How did Sussman get off? Rigged system."
Well, you know, that's kind of the feeling, in the sense of when something like this goes wrong, I think it does point up some pretty big issues. But I don't know, Captain, this is going to go the way the Democrats think it will, because of that damning testimony. There's a lot of damage that was done.
Yeah, it ain't over either. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the AR-15s.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do just that, Kyle. Thanks very much. And by the way, I have been told by Mike Lindell and MyPillow and Don, his associate over there, that this is the last time that I can mention this right now, for a while anyway. And as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has had a passion to help everybody out to get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow either. He's done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Now, for a limited time, and this is the last time you'll hear me mention this for a while, you'll save $90 a pair on My Slippers. $90 a pair on My Slippers. So, Iron Mike, if you were procrastinating, better get on it. After tonight, it's not around anymore. They'll go back to what they were doing. And, of course, Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They're designed to be worn indoors or outdoors all day long, if that's what you want. Jeff showed up yesterday at our Have Lunch with the Captain series at My Pillow or at Mission Barbecue, and he had his My Pillow slippers on. And they're made with the My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And the slippers are one thing, but these moccasins are another, because they're made just like a little pair of loafers. And they've got the quality leather suede on them and the extra soles and all that stuff, so you can just parade up and down the main street anywhere you want to go. So, if you want to take advantage of this, the My Pillow, My Slippers advantage, and save $90 on a pair of the My Slippers, give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, or go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener's Square, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. This offer is done as of tonight. You won't hear me mentioning it until they tell me I can again. So order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And remember, the phone number is 800-641-5459. So, Kyle, if you want to get a hold of these, you better jump on it.
That's right. Well, these are great deals. I'm sorry to see them going away, but something else is
going to happen. No, they're not going away. They're just getting rid of that deal.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. Okay, folks, the AR in AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle, not Assault Rifle. And it's certainly not an assault weapon. Now, some versions of the AR-15 were classified as assault weapons and banned under the Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act in 1994 within the United States. That act then expired in 2004. Who was the president when this went into fruition, Kyle?
Wasn't that Bill Clinton back then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they banned a weapon, and the firearms companies got the message because when they came back, 2009 was a spearhead year for them. The term modern sporting rifle was coined by the National Shooting Sports Foundation as the survey that year was being used for a marketing term. And today, nearly every major firearm manufacturer produces its own generic AR-15 style rifle. Now, the rifle looks like the military version, but it's not. It doesn't have the same caliber. It's a smaller weapon. It's more compact. It's designed to be used to go out and shoot squirrels and maybe a rabbit or two. And that's about it. And it's a bit about, well, it's the people. The military issue, I couldn't disagree with you. It's a people killer. That's not what this is. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, and this has been sort of the pattern of the left, and that is to pick out things that they believe look scary or can be portrayed as being monstrous and this kind of thing, and that sort of helps their position. But, you know, Captain, as I understand, this fires a .22 caliber bullet, correct?
Well, in some cases, yes, but it fires a smaller caliber most of the time than the military issue that he was talking about, the 5.56 and the 9mm and all that stuff.
Right, right. But again, this is part of the theater that is created. So, you know, nobody wants guns to get into the hands of people who are going to do bad things or people who are mentally ill or people who are just evil. There's no doubt about that. But what they try to do is they try to, I think, paint with too broad a brush for legitimate gun owners who would like to have perhaps a lookalike weapon. Maybe it's, again, that's a part of the attraction for them in terms of being collectors or enthusiasts.
Well, if you're a federal firearms collector, you can modify a weapon within reason. You can get permits and for the pieces and parts to make this into something that it's not. But I'm just saying that this particular weapon, the AR-15, the sporting rifle, modern sporting rifle, is not in any manner, shape, or form an assault weapon. Never has been, never will be, and I'm getting sick and tired of watching these people out there going, we have to ban the assault weapons. Ah, they're military. No, they're not. No, they're not. The AR-15 style rifle is not, I repeat, not a military grade weapon.
Right. But in some ways, it sort of looks like what people might colloquially call an M16 or something like that.
If you look at a picture, maybe, but if you know what you're looking at, it's not.
Right.
It's very obvious to pick up the differences.
Well, right, but that's part of the issue, too, sometimes with the far left, is they don't really know a lot of the gun facts. They don't know about guns, but they do know that they want to ban them. And so it makes it a little bit more difficult, I think, to have a real conversation about that with someone who doesn't want to get all the information about it.
And then the other thing I heard mentioned yesterday by somebody somewhere along the line was that these machine guns, they called it a machine gun. Where the hell did they come up with that term?
Yeah, I don't think you can, well, you can't legally buy a machine gun for, you know, home use, that kind of thing. And certainly modifying a weapon to be such as that would also be illegal. But again, they use these terms in order to advance their rhetoric.
Right. But if you are a federal firearms collector or a dealer properly registered and had the proper permit, you can have one of those weapons. You can actually sell it. Matter of fact, I know where there's one right now that you can actually go and fire if you want to at a firing range.
Interesting. Yes, well, but generally speaking, people aren't supposed to have fully automatic machine guns. Yeah.
No, and that's not what this particular weapon will do anyway. The military version will, but this is not the military version. This is a smaller, scaled-down version of the M16, the M1, the M4. It's just smaller than that weapon. Or, by the way, the AR-10, which is kind of what started it all to begin with before they got into the AR-15.
Right. Well, even so, the larger issue is something the left doesn't want to address either, and that has to do with how do you protect yourself against bad people who will get a weapon of some kind? Even if you could magically ban all AR-15s tomorrow, there's a lot of them out there. Criminals will get them. They'll get them through the black market, or they'll steal them. They'll find them. They'll get access to them somehow, and then they'll still be able to do bad things. So we have to deal with the reality, and we have to be able to protect the things that are most precious, starting with the children in schools.
Now, I've got a question for you. The original 1973 Colt AR-15 had a 20-round box magazine that came with it, which, again, was similar to what the military carried in some cases, which usually was a 30-round magazine, not 20. But is that 20-round magazine legal anymore?
That's a good question. I don't think that it would be.
10 is what there's a limit for the rounds now. 10 in most of the states. Not all, but most. And your state out there in California, it is 10.
Right.
Yep. But again, they're trying to play, oh, look at this, they got 100 rounds of the thing. They don't even know what they're looking at when they look at something that's longer than the stock, the handle that's down underneath the trigger.
Well, exactly. And it goes to what we were talking about before, that, you know, they don't really have a good working knowledge of these things, but to them, that's irrelevant. What kind of gun it is and what it looks like and all this stuff is really kind of irrelevant in the sense that, does it elicit a big enough emotional response to put pressure on politicians to ban guns?
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about this morning on a Wednesday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. The Uvalde School Police Chief is not cooperating with Texas Rangers. Fox News reports Pete Arredondo has not responded to a follow-up interview for 2 days after reports surfaced that he decided to not immediately confront the suspected shooter. Matthew Bassett, former member of the Department of Health and Human Services, spoke to Fox News.
The fact that there was an hour elapsed before the suspect was engaged is contrary to all of the tactical teachings that these officers receive. That was time when hemorrhage control could have been applied to the victims. It is the job of the first person who shows up to be through that door to eliminate the threat, and it appears in this case that clearly did not happen.
The school district and the Uvalde Police Department have been talking with the authorities. President Joe Biden and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell met on Tuesday to plot a strategy to fight inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of The Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I take every day, and I take it because it works. And I've been taking this product for going on about 7 years now, a little bit more than 7 years to be exact. I'm coming up on my 8th anniversary, as a matter of fact. And I start my day out with it because the problem that I have means keeping this in my system. It obviously will help you with any type of swelling that you've got going on, or also inflammation of any type, which creates a lot of the pain that people are in. And, of course, it will knock down the pain as well, because this will help by going straight to the source of the pain. Boom. Pain gone or pain lowered. Now, it's all natural, 100% drug-free. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which means it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something that your body needs to have anyway. So all you got to do is try the 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. You'll see the little sticker for the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll also have an opportunity to get some other things that are there if you're so inclined. But relieffactor.com/captain is the website, relieffactor.com/captain. check them out, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is what?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha. Well, I wish I could make this up and tell you that it's not true, but I can't. Yesterday, Joe Biden did one of the dumbest things I think he's done yet of his presidency. He decided to shoot down the idea, the single most effective way, in my opinion and many others, to stop the mass shootings at the schools is to harden the school. One way in, one way out. The exits become exits, fire exits. But he decided, nope, don't want to do that. That would make the schools too much like a prison. Nope, don't want to do that. What a dope.
Well, it is certainly indicative of, again, what the left wants to do. They seem to want to go down a different road with a solution that sounds like a solution because they present it as such, but it really isn't a solution to the terrible tragedies that we've witnessed and certainly what we just saw in Texas. You know, even just putting guards, more guards at the school, a very visible presence, anything would be, in other words, Captain, I think a president would walk out and tell the American people, this is never going to happen again on my watch if I can do anything about it. And we are going to make sure the kids are protected starting today. That in and of itself would be some form of leadership. But to say, well, we don't want to make it look like a prison, we know this and that, is just too much hemming and hawing, and they're not addressing the real issue, and evidently they don't care what the real issue is.
Well, since the moment of the Uvalde shooting occurred, the left has widely mocked the idea that locking doors and having school resource officers on campuses is necessary to prevent active shooter situations. That flies in the face of all logic and reason, given the shooter walked around the school for 12 minutes before finally finding an unlocked back door to enter into the building. No one confronted him either. No one.
Right. Well, wherever you go in our society, I mean, we use the bank as a sort of obvious example, but if you go to the baseball game, when I go to see the Angels play, we've got Anaheim police officers walking around the stadium. They're kind of everywhere.
Sure.
And they're visible. And this is a big public event. It's kind of a different story, but it's the idea is that if anybody wants to get out of hand, they know that something is going to happen that's going to be taken care of very, very quickly. And we also have security in other places that you go in our society. But why not at the schools? And for the president to not want to, at the very least, begin, I mean, for goodness sake, form an exploratory committee about it and have some kind of report or something. I don't think that's obviously the answer. But in other words, Captain, why doesn't this president, who's also a politician, want to try to do something to even look like they're trying to do something?
Well, it goes further than that, because I'm done giving the benefit of the doubt on this subject to the Democrats or anybody that doesn't agree, because we've got probable solutions to school shootings punching us right in the face, right square in the face. They're obtainable and largely affordable in the grand scheme of things. Yet the Democrats like Joe Biden are rambling about background checks, even though the shooter passed a background check because he had nothing in his background to stop him from buying the guns he bought, while fantasizing about banning 9mm ammunition, which is ridiculous. Now, I'll tell you what. This, in my opinion, is just malfeasance in policy. And it can only be translated as malicious and dangerous at this point. And I'm not suggesting that Biden wants to see kids killed. I'm not a Democrat, so I can't quite get my head inside whatever these people are trying to put up. But what I am suggesting is that he and the rest of his party see gun control as a preeminent policy goal, to the point where they are refusing to do what is known to work in favor of getting what they want, even if it doesn't actually help out the situation. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, basically it's kind of like the end justifies the means. It kind of doesn't matter how bad it really gets as long as it continues to advance that policy goal. Otherwise, you know, you would be seeing you'd be seeing them doing other kinds of practical things. This is simply too much, happening in order to say, nope, we can't do anything about it. All we can do is try to ban the AR-15. You know, this kind of thing is just ridiculous rhetoric that has no bearing on actually keeping kids safe.
And finally, folks, it's worth mentioning that Republicans are actually negotiating around the increased security for schools in the Senate right now. Why is this White House trying to rush to blow up the one area of effective compromise that could be reasonably reached? Again, I think it's all about politics, and it's grotesque to witness a man like Joe Biden, who's so focused on his political wants, refusing to consider measures that could actually save lives.
Well, ultimately, what it will continue to do is disconnect this president and the Democrat Party elite from the rest of the American people, both Republican and Democrat and independent, because they are going so far out of control, so far off the radar screen, that they're just ruining any kind of standing that they ever had. There's going to be a small core, right? They, 15-20% hardcore of people who always say everything they do is great. But the rest of everybody else, of different political parties, they're going to say, you guys are crazy.
Well, there's a poll that came out yesterday that supposedly got Joe Biden very upset. And there's also a report that 21 black members of his staff want to leave and are going to leave. But the president's approval rating yesterday dropped to 34% in the civics, at CIVIQS, in the civics poll, with his disapproval rating at 55%. He's underwater there by 21%.
It's really something to behold, isn't it? And I'll say it again, any politician would try to get their poll numbers up. They don't care, evidently.
Well, they do care, and he is mad, and he thinks that he's got better numbers than that. He really does. He thinks he's got better numbers than that because of the people that are around him and keep telling him how good he's doing. But I got a whole bunch of states here where he's underwater. I mean, he is underwater, starting with Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Minnesota, Ohio, Oregon, and Washington State. Sound familiar?
Yep, sure does.
Yep.
Sure does. Yeah, I just think that they have a tunnel vision that they honestly, maybe they think the pendulum just swung because of Trump, and now they've got all this.
Well, they think the gun issue is going to put them over the top right now.
That plus the Roe v. Wade, all this stuff, plus the constant racial division that they continue to foist upon everybody. This is almost a perfect storm for them. They get everybody at each other's throats. They try to ban guns, and they try to bring up the Roe v. Wade thing as this major thing, and they believe maybe they've got a trifecta here.
They might have a trifecta, but it's not going to win them anything.
No,
By the way, there are more and more polls out there that are showing that Biden is just not going anywhere, and the Democrats aren't going anywhere either. And they continue to ignore the numbers, in some cases, from their own people. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Byway Report is right around the corner.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that's a little Creedence Clearwater Revival bringing you back in there from back in the day. And, of course, CCR, they were the band of bands that a lot of kids listened to back in the day in the 60s, and everybody knows who they are. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. I'm going to read a little statement, give it over to Kyle, because we do have some wild weather out in the Midwest tonight, and I mean wild weather. There's some tornadoes bouncing around out there, as well as severe thunderstorms and a lot of flooding going on. But isolated to widely scattered severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, expected to produce strong gusty winds, large hail, and perhaps a tornado or two in portions of the southern plains into the Ozarks, gusty winds and isolated large hail all the way up into the Ohio Valley, the northeast, coming today as well. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Catherine. We're going to start with our friends in Denver, Colorado tonight.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of rain. Absolutely, got a lot of rain. You've got, looks like some snow that's actually east of Boulder right now. That's what we're seeing on the radar map. But mostly all up and down I-25, starting just south of Cheyenne, as you head into northern Colorado, you've got rain coming across the interstate all the way through Denver. Then you've also got a mixture of, looks like sleet, and then rain near Colorado Springs all the way down to just south of Pueblo, so be aware of that. Now, this is going to extend out eastward along I-76 as you head towards Nebraska, and also along I-70 the entire way, all the way until you get to the border with Kansas. So please be aware of that, because you've definitely got some bad weather in those areas. Other active rain on our map tonight along I-90. This is going to be just northeast of Missoula, Montana, a little bit east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho as well, not coming over the interstate there, but we've still got rain in that area. Also, looks like Seattle and Portland, maybe they're going to get rain as we head into the latter part of the week right now. But other than that, Captain, I'm glad to say we have a fairly quiet map tonight, other than we have a frost advisory, this up in the northern Nevada area of Elko as you come across I-80, and then that's going to stay with you all the way to about the border of Utah, so be aware of that. And then we also have high winds around Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight, so be careful out there.
All right, well, we've got quite a deal going on here coming out of Texas and going up into Oklahoma and up through Kansas and up over into Missouri, as well as up into Illinois, western part of Illinois. We've had a line all day long of severe thunderstorms marching through that area, and they pretty much stayed in that area. They haven't really gone very far. Now, as we look at Texas right now, we have flood watches and flood warnings up over here around Plainview, Texas, as well as down into Midland, Texas, and then that angles right across the middle of Oklahoma, where we currently have a tornado watch south of Oklahoma City, and what looks like a tornado warning up in Kansas just north of the Oklahoma line, and that's going over towards Emporia, I might add, over towards the meatpacking area. And we've also got flood watches, flood warnings all the way up through to Kansas City in Kansas. And then over in Missouri, coming across I-70 over towards Columbia. We've also got flood warnings in the central part of Missouri. I-44, if you're going up I-44, to the north side of I-44, Joplin, Springfield, flood watches, flood warnings. And we've got one little area right now with severe thunderstorms and a possible a tornado watch going on. Let's see, just north of Springfield, Illinois, on the Iowa-Illinois line. That would be right about where I-74 is in there, I think, if I got my map right. We hear what I'm looking like. And now up into North Dakota, because in North Dakota it's just plain cold tonight up in the southwestern corner of Oklahoma, of North Dakota, going towards Montana, so be advised of that. Way up in Maine again tonight, we've got cold weather up there, so be advised if you're going up to get your french fries to get on out of there, that you better have your fuel right again, because you guys from the south, you have a habit of freezing up when you go up there because you got water in your fuel. So don't do it. Don't do it. Get some fuel additive in it right now before you get up there. Also, we've had a lot of rain in my area tonight, a lot of big thunderstorms. And right now from Lake Okeechobee straight across to the west coast of Florida, over to the east coast of Florida and south, there's still some rain floating around down there. Some of it's been what we call gully washers, so keep that in mind. If you're going across Alligator Alley, you might find some rain going over that way. And then, again, up in the Chesapeake Bay area tonight, we got a little bit of patchy fog in there. And, Kyle, that's about what I'm seeing right now. Though this is rather a weird night because I've seen weather kind of hang in there, but this is the first time in a while I've seen these storms just stick right where they're at there in Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri. They're just like right there.
Yeah, just staying right where they're at, staying on station.
They haven't moved all day.
Yep. That's right.
And, of course, you can see the warnings I'm looking at, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, there is a tornado watch, as I said, just south of Oklahoma City on I-35 right now. So be advised if you're traveling I-35, you might want to... Might want to just put two hands on the wheel and pay attention to things, because if that lightning you're driving into up ahead might not be lightning.
Precisely.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, heard each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, for our trucker friends, check out the Axle Fuel Card for Trucking, because when it comes to fuel cards for trucking, the Axle Fuel Card delivers. Unlike other cards, they offer custom credit solutions to keep your business rolling. And Axle isn't just a diesel fuel card. It's a flexible solution for fleets of all sizes and fuel types. So definitely check it out at pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. And for our friends out there going to be hitting the open road this summer in the RVs, be sure to check out all the great amenities that the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers offer for RVs. That includes RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refills, and RV dumps as well. Now, I want you to go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function, find out where the nearest location is to you. You just type in where you're at, and you'll see on a map exactly where the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center is. And don't forget as well, join the rewards program by downloading the My Rewards Plus app. You won't be sorry. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And hello to Mark in Clearwater. Thanks for your comments. Appreciate it. And by the way, there is a storm that's coming into the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico. And we could have ourselves our first tropical weather of the season officially, because today is June the 1st. And what happens on June the 1st, Kyle?
What's that?
First day of hurricane season for us.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.